This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for his nuclear scientists to increase production of weapons-grade material to make bombs to put on his increasing range of weapons. The report in state media Tuesday followed a series of missile launches, seven in this month alone, and rising threats to use the weapons against his enemies. North Korea's weapons test and U.S.-South Korea military exercises have intensified in a tit-for-tat cycle underscoring heightened tensions in the region. State media said Kim met with officials and scientists at a nuclear weapons institute and stressed the need to ramp up bomb fuel production to meet his goals to expand his nuclear arsenal. An investigation by the Associated Press has found that China and its U.S.-based advocates spent years building relationships with Utah's officials and lawmakers. Those efforts have paid dividends at home and abroad. The AP found that lawmakers delayed legislation Beijing did not like, nixed resolutions that conveyed displeasure with its actions and expressed support in ways that enhanced the Chinese government's image. Its work in Utah is emblematic of a broader effort by Beijing to secure allies at the local level, as its relations with the U.S. and its Western allies have turned acrimonious. U.S. officials say local leaders are at risk of being manipulated by China and have deemed the influence campaign a threat to national security. The UN Security Council has declined a Russian request to investigate the blast on the pipelines that move natural gas from Russia to Europe under the Baltic Sea. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood said that there is no need for a UN probe when investigations by Sweden, Denmark, and Germany are proceeding in a comprehensive, transparent, and